spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva?
Yes. And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members.
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
Here to fill up our tanks with some famous fodder. Welcome, Enty.
Hey, how was your vacation, you guys?
That's good. Two weeks without you, and I was a shell of a human being, my friend.
Yeah, how much vacation do you guys get?
We get a lot more than America, don't we? We're sitting about, on average, 4 weeks a year here in New Zealand, in Aotearoa. What do you get per year? Like, what is the law?
I mean, there's no law. So, I mean...
It's just what you negotiate.
Yeah, it's up to each individual employer. So, like, if you go to work with them, they might say, oh, you get 2 weeks. Some of them say 4 weeks. But then a lot of them will, you know, discourage you from taking vacation. But it's just interesting because, you know, most radio people I know, they're too scared to take a vacation because they're afraid they'll get fired while they're gone.
Oh, really?
Well, thankfully, we've got a small country and no one's here to take our jobs for the meantime. It is that, I guess, it's such a big country and there's so much competitiveness over there that you don't want to drop the ball or even give anyone a half a chance to get their foot in the door.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same for even like just a regular company, which is why, you know, people sometimes they're hesitant to take vacations or whatever, just because, oh, I won't get a promotion at work if I take the vacation, and oh, I need to come into work when I'm really sick and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a very kind of, I don't know, work first kind of thing. When I was growing up, it was always, hey, Japan, everybody works so hard. Nobody takes vacations and everything. And I feel like it's like that here in the U.S. It's just everybody's just always work. And everybody's got like 3 and 4 jobs to try and make ends meet and stuff. So.
Oh, gee, well, mate, you really put things in perspective for probably people listening here in New Zealand to be given, you know, a 4 weeks annual leave.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. And I think that, you know, I would love if employers had to give you 4 weeks. I mean, that'd be great. You know, so, but they don't.
Yeah, but there's a reason why you're a productive country, mate. Yeah. Look at us. I don't know where we're sitting on the list.
Getting
nowhere near
done.
You.
Yeah. The documentary got done, I presume. The Americans had a bit to do with it on Netflix. David and Victoria Beckham, the David Beckham story. Have you seen it, Enty? What was your thoughts?
I mean, I watched some of it. I think that I felt, I guess, the worst for Rebecca Luce. Just because when David Beckham had that affair, you know, they sued every tabloid that broke the news. They made that woman feel horrible. They called her a liar and all these kind of things. And so all these years later, of course, she was proven correct. And most of the lawsuits got thrown out. However, this is what really kind of irritates me, is that it was a U.S. tabloid that actually broke the story. If it had been a U.K. tabloid that had broken the story and it decided to publish it in the U.K., because of the U.K.'s libel laws, the Beckhams probably would have won and would have said, and then the tabloid would have had to come up with an apology, oh, we're sorry for doing this kind of thing. But the thing is, the story was true. And just all these years later, just like, you know, yeah, it was true. I don't think people realize like the horror show that this woman was put through and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars like the Beckham spent on legal fees to trying to prove that the story was a lie.
Well, because there's never been an admission of any guilt on his behalf. And even in the documentary as well, I thought there was no admission that this thing actually happened other than the fact that there was accusations.
No, I mean, they can say whatever they want, but and Rebecca was interviewed after, you know, the documentary and stuff like that. And I don't know, the Beckhams had tried to craft this perfectly, you know, curated image and stuff. And that is not who they are at all.
Oh, no one's perfect, mate. Yeah. We've all got flaws. Although we did do a bit of a review on the show yesterday. Ben's been watching it and he's very fastidious. Lays out a week's worth of clothing, prepares a week's worth of outfits. But then as I was driving home yesterday, he's not factoring in atmospheric conditions.
No.
How does he know what temperature it's going to be on Friday? And he's like, oh, I've packed a full 3-piece suit here.
You know, he's big into the suit game, I guess. Suit's probably what he's wearing. But you're right, he's not wearing shorts one day and pants the next.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's good that you do that. Look, if I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock, whatever time you guys get up, I don't want to be thinking about what I'm going to be wearing. So at least you got it all laid out, because if you don't, then you're just going to be wearing like a hat, shorts, and a shirt every single day.
Yeah, literally just describing my outfit every day. I've worn the same thing since 1995, Enty. That's why. Don't want to factor it into my day. Enty with us. He's live from Hollywood. Hey, the guy who shot Tupac, well, not the guy who shot Tupac, but one of the people who are in the car with the person who allegedly shot Tupac, has admitted everything in a documentary and been arrested all these years later.
Okay, well, this guy, okay, he wrote a book saying, oh, I was in the car, and he said it on TV and stuff. But just because you say it in a book or just because you say it on TV doesn't make it true, right? So his name's Dwayne Davis, and it's his nephew that, and he's dead, so we can just say whatever we want. His nephew was the one who supposedly killed Tupac, a guy named Orlando. And there was four people in the shooter's car, two people in the victim's car, six people. Out of those six, only two are alive, Dwayne Davis and Suge Knight. And Suge Knight says that the police arrested the wrong person, that Dwayne Davis had nothing to do with it, wasn't even in the car, and also said that Orlando, the nephew or whatever, was not the one who pulled the trigger. So, and Suge says, look, I'm not going to testify or anything. I'm not a snitch. But the police and the prosecutors have the wrong person. So if I'm the police and then the prosecutors, in this case, you know, it's almost 30 years old, but I have somebody, one of the only witnesses, right? The guy who was in the car, the one who was being shot at, and he is going on the record in the same way that the guy who wrote a book and, you know, a documentary or whatever. Okay, if he's saying this is the wrong person, if he got on the stand and says that, then the case would just be tossed out. So if I'm a prosecutor, I'm like, okay, what kind of case do I really have here? I just have a guy who's like thirsty for clicks. Did he really have anything to do with it? Was he there? I don't know. It's a pretty weak case.
Well, apparently he's got cancer, this particular guy. And he's like, I just really want to clear the air before the inevitable happens.
But he's been saying it for a long time. It's not like he just started saying it yesterday. He's been saying it for a decade, you know, and if you're going to write a book and you need something to help sell that book, why not say I was in the car when Tupac was shot? That's, you know, how is that going to, you know, you want to make your book sell when other people, why should I write your book? Well, I'm going to write a book about how I was in the car when Tupac was shot. But Suge, he's in jail for the next, he got sentenced for 28 years, and I forget how long he's been in there now. But, you know, could he help out his, you know, time and get, you know, out earlier if he agreed to testify? He's not going to do that. But then the whole story goes back to, okay, well, who was the one that sent those four people in that car to go after Tupac? See, now that's the interesting story. So if Dwayne Davis could say, well, this guy hired us, or this guy told us he would really appreciate it if we took out Tupac, then I think that that person that did that would be somebody that everybody knows. Because when Tupac got shot a year earlier, we found out who financed that, and it's a very famous, you know, celebrity.
Who?
So
does it, who paid for him to get shot the first time?
Well, the first time, it wasn't supposed to, that he was supposed to get shot. He was supposed to get beat up, okay? He was supposed to get beat up outside a recording studio, but they didn't know that Tupac had a gun with him. And so when they went in to, like, just beat him up or whatever, and Tupac pulled out the gun, and that's why everybody started shooting each other.
So who,
but there have been rumors that Sean Combs was behind that.
Oh, Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, rumor. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Is that stuff that we probably have to edit out?
I mean, if you look at, like, the guys that did it or whatever, they will say, I mean, they were part of Bad Boy's crew. They worked for Bad Boy. So, you know, who owned Bad Boy Records?
What? And well, you can understand Tupac's frustration towards Bad Boy Records.
Well, here's the thing. When that first time, when he got beat up or whatever, Tupac and Biggie were still friends. Like, because Bad Boy hadn't actually had a record come out. Like, Biggie hadn't actually had anything come out. So he and Tupac were friends. And so this kind of came as a shock, because what happened was Bad Boy wanted Tupac to record on their label, and Tupac wasn't having it. And so Bad Boy was like, well, let's maybe we can convince him in a certain way to come record on our record. And of course, you know, just the rest is history.
Well, that's actually how they got us to work at the Hits, wasn't it? They sent some goons over, didn't they, Ben? They beat us into submission, and now we're here. Really interesting, isn't it? It's a fascinating case, and obviously still people are fascinated with it all these years later. Enty, he's with us from Hollywood. Pamela Anderson, she's at Fashion Week, makeup free.
Yeah. Okay. Look, if you're Pamela Anderson, you're at Fashion Week, and you got all these young actresses and models and celebrities and, you know, 20, 30 years younger than you, and, you know, dressed to the nines and everything. How can you stand out? How can you get the attention? How can you get the focus from them onto you? So what you do is you go out there, you just put on a little mascara, and you tell the reporter, look, I'm makeup free. The reporter didn't go, are you makeup free? Pamela was said, you know, I'm makeup free. And then the next thing you know, oh my gosh, yes, here's the story. And she goes, I don't want to compete against the clothes. I want everything to just, and it's just, it's fine. Good for her for going makeup free. But don't kid yourself for a second that it wasn't planned. Don't kid yourself that she didn't have an agenda to get everybody talking about her at Fashion Week when nobody else would have been talking about her.
But it's a good thing, right? To show that you can go out, you know, that you don't need to wear makeup if you don't want to.
I mean, yes, it's fantastic. However, it was just a ploy to get people to talk about her.
Well, I'm also makeup free, but I could do with a bit of foundy, a bit of lippy, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Spruce myself up for you, Ben. And also Taylor Swift. She's got a new man, American football player, NFL player. Does he play for the Chiefs?
He plays for the Chiefs. He's won the Super Bowl a couple of times. I love that a lot of people, a lot of Swifties saying he's been put on the map. he's won the Super Bowl a couple of times. He's a big deal in America.
Yeah, everybody already knew, like, who Travis Kelce was. Now, the remarkable thing about all of this is that in America, like on Amazon, there's a show that it basically stars Travis's brother and Travis to some extent. And because the brother, who plays for American football for the Philadelphia Eagles, had thought about retiring last year. He was going to make it his last year. So he had a camera crew following him around. And they have one of the most popular podcasts in the world, The Two Brothers. And so they had the Amazon crews following them around and stuff like that. And so it just so happened to be released in America the week before all of the Travis and Taylor Swift went forward. So, let's all go watch this show. And then it just so happens that Taylor has, of course, her movie coming out this Friday. So, you know, all of this attention. And then, of course, the NFL is partnering. And there's also rumors that Travis and Taylor have already filmed the Super Bowl commercial. And also, the NFL has always wanted Taylor to be part of the program to perform. However, she always had a sponsorship with a different soft drink beverage. And now that that soft drink beverage has gone by the wayside with the NFL, everybody thought that perhaps she would come this year, but definitely they would like her next year. And they're showing her what a wonderful partner they can be. So do I believe that the relationship is real on a friendship scale? Yes. Do I think that they're going to get married? No. Taylor is not Travis's type. He dates completely different kinds of women than Taylor. I mean, it's a wonderful, it's been hyped up. I'm really glad that Taylor decided not to go to the football game this past weekend where he was playing, because it has just become too much.
Yeah,
it has become way too much.
So hell of a partnership deal there. Hey, hell of a, like a literal partnership deal there with the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, and the NFL is just promoting it and promoting it and promoting it. They took their official, you know, page, and they're just promoting it because, I mean, it's really good for the NFL. I mean, Travis Kelce merch shot up like whatever 1,000%.
Really?
Ratings for the – oh, yeah. His uniform went from, you know, selling pretty good because he's a, you know, a decent player, but to being the number one jersey sold.
A lot of Swifties getting on board. Wow. A lot of Swifties getting on board. A lot of great Swifty puns. He got injured yesterday. I saw someone say, shake it off, which I thought was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the NFL realized, okay, these people have a lot of purchasing power. You know, the market goes this way or whatever. And so the NFL is taking full advantage, you know, of that.
Well, you're probably going to get like all of the – it's probably quite a good play, isn't it? You get Rihanna dating one, even though she's married, she's tied up. But anyway, get her dating one. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and Rihanna's not married, except Rocky.
Oh, they're not married, sorry. Just got children.
They just have children together.
Well, he's a very handsome guy, isn't he, Kelsey?
Yeah.
I hope his face never gets injured when he's playing American football.
You like that mustache he's got going?
Yeah. He's got the mustache at the moment. His mum, I love the fact that the mum goes along to the games as well. And obviously both the brothers, they were in the Super Bowl last year, weren't they, against each other? So the mum was there.
Yeah, the mom was wearing a half Eagles, half Kansas City shirt. And the dad is also, the mom and the dad have been divorced for a long time. But they stayed living in the same house and everything. So that way they would have enough money for the kids to be able to play sports.
Oh, well. Staying together for the kids, eh? And that's the basis of a good marriage, isn't it? Stay together for the kids and slowly learn to hate each other.
They get split, but you guys should watch the show. I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, no, we will. We will. Hey, Inti, thank you so much for your time, mate. Really appreciate it. Wonderful insight. You go and get back to work, mate.
Yeah, do.
All right. All right, you guys have a great week.
See you, buddy.